Okay, thank you. In a bit, it fits in the question before about I have my ears hiss, that may make a sound. When I was a child, I thought aliens were trying to contact. So I dismissed that, and it went away, or I wasn't aware of it. And in recent years, it's been growing. And during this gathering, at some times in the beginning, it was really loud, really extremely loud. Yesterday it dropped, and today it went louder again. And I was wondering, in a way, I know that has to do something with information coming, but is it resistance or is it?
First, remember that what you are receiving is not a word, it's a vibration. And you are translating the vibration literally. So you are translating the vibration into the sound of the hiss, and that's all right. It may be that that's what is your indicator to begin listening. Now, there are two things that we want to give you about this, because you offered the perfect word when you say, is it resistance? And we want to say, yes, the fact that you are hearing the hiss is an indication of a slight resistance. Not much, and not enough to even give much attention to, but to be accurate in answering your question, we must say, yes, it is about resistance. Mm-hmm. But then when you settle in to the vibration of that source, that hiss goes away. And the thing that's interesting is that we said this already, but we're going to bring it back to equate it to this. You'll hear it really easily. When Esther first began receiving us, because her vibration was not quite where ours is, the sensation of us was obvious. After her first receiving of us, her teeth buzzed for over an hour. They didn't chatter, they buzzed. It was as if she had been electrocuted. And it was unsettling, but wonderful, because it got her attention. And then for several weeks, once she began receiving us and translating us in this format, she felt a swooning. She could feel she used to describe it as the mixing of Esther and Abraham. It was the sort of blending of the energies. And it gave her a swooning sensation. It was almost a sensation of flying. And she liked the sensation of that. But she did not realize that sensation, which to her felt like, oh, Abraham's here, was actually, yes, Abraham's here, but you're not quite there yet. And as she had this experience longer, those sensations subsided. And in the beginning of the subsiding of them, she wished for them to come back, until we explained to her that the absence of them means she's more blended and the presence of them means she's less blended. So you hear the hissing, which is your indication that the energy is there. And as you begin feeling for it, as at first it may feel obvious to you, and when it subsides, it doesn't mean the energy is less. It means that you got up to speed with it.
Okay.
Makes perfect sense to you.
It does, yeah.
And if you have been taking notes, if you had been, Jerry is writing notes about who's saying what and what the room feels like and what the time, he's writing them on timed pages so that when he goes back to edit, he will know exactly where everything is. And he'll write group enjoys or he is enjoying, or play this for Esther. All kinds of things are happening as he is writing his notes. And if you had been doing something like that, and you had been writing, I can hear the hissing, and this is the question, and this is what I'm thinking, and this is what I'm feeling, you would be able to recognize that the coming and going of that has to do with your asking for it, being ready for it, being not ready for it, coming more in readiness for it, and then the sound of it subsiding as you morph into the energy of your source.
Okay, till now I only try to listen to it more intently, but that makes it worse.
It does, because you're saying what? Upstream.
Yeah.
Where, as you say, oh yeah, you're there, and all in good time, and I know that I can hear you, and I'm more important, I know I can feel you, and the thoughts will occur. And you said something that is music to our earlessness, as you said,